This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
He is the Hall of Fame. Well, look, you are all involved in the Georgia High School football, co-chairman of that, co-host of the Steakhouse. One Rusty Manziel. Rusty.
Blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something.
I have four daughters, so that's called the wedding fund, Rob.
That's the wedding fund.
I am four higher.
God bless you. I've got one, and I don't want the smoke. I can tell you that.
My Venmo is like an FBI investigation waiting to happen with those daughters.
Y'all are going to have to handle this. I'm not talking Rusty. Georgia Bama hate week. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. All right, Rusty.
Do we have to start with that game, or can we start somewhere else?
Well, no, I think we got to start with Matthews. leaving UNLV, and here's what NIL is creating. It's creating an entitled, self-obsessed group of young men, and I don't blame them, because that's what's available to them. That's the rub. That's the complication of the whole matter.
I think we should get away with the word NIL and just go for pay for play. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. Like, there's no that guy's don't have an advertisement. He didn't have a billboard in Las Vegas. I mean, those types of things. And, you know, Travis Hunter is name, image, likeness. Brock Bowers last year was name, image, likeness. You know, these guys are on this Celsius commercial. That's name, image, likeness. A kid getting $25,000 a month as a freshman and at places, that's pay to play. So there's a lot of things. I'll say this. There's a lot of opinion on this. Be real careful which side you kind of choose in this, because this is the day and age. This is what's going on. But you don't know what this kid was promised. You don't know the private conversations it was had. It doesn't mean that Barry Odom was aware of what was going on. This kid's got an agent, like Mike said. You don't even know if this agent is registered. NFL, you have to be a registered agent. There's no laws in NCAA. It's just
– Well, there is in the state of Nevada. So that complicates things as well. And it's just funny because you mentioned the pay-for-play thing. It is funny how quickly – when it's not beneficial that you see the UNLV go to it and go, well, we don't mess with pay for play.
Yeah.
Hey, we're out on that.
But I mean,
the minute you talk about that, we're out. I'm like, yeah, dude, sure.
Ask All American Ricky White from Marietta High School why he didn't go to Notre Dame in the offseason. And I can tell you, it wasn't about the tutors at UNLV. I can tell you that.
And that's the thing for me is I've heard it compared to Jaden Rashada's situation. It's completely different. The Rashada thing was an NIL collective that
third party.
Yeah. And the coach, when the player went – in the lawsuit, the coach basically just said, yeah, that's still good, that the collective is still good for that. This is a coach – this is supposedly, allegedly, a coach basically saying, you know what, here's we can get you this. I bet we could get you this amount of money. And the player took him for his word, hired an agent.
He's got a real agent. He's got an NFL agent that represents high-level
Marcus
guys.
Marcus Cromartie. Is the name. Their agency, the Marcus Cromartie is a part of, actually represents Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a legit agency.
Yep. They're in an impasse. That's it. Hey, let's do talk about it. I was just kidding when I said I don't want to talk about Alabama, Georgia. I really want to talk about it. What do you Mike brought it up earlier, and we kind of debated about it, about the way Jalen Milroe is being used this
totally
year.
Totally different.
Yeah, and basically they're saying, where last year it felt to me like it was a situation where we want you to be a complete quarterback. Mm-hmm. We want you to the last thing we want you to do and you want you to rely on is your legs.
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey, they're going to
wing.
Yeah, they're basically
single wing.
They're taking away one or the other.
Yeah.
And you're going to take which one?
It's a tailback in the eye. It's a third running back. And they go to this at times when they need it. If you look at the South Florida game, the football nerd me, I watched the South Florida game last night. When they needed yards, they went to quarterback power. And last year, when you look at what they did with him, you know, you take a zone read and you do that with Jalen Milroe and you get him out in space. When he breaks the line of scrimmage and he gets a first down, he can simply slide down and let's spot the ball and go. When you run quarterback power and you get in between them tackles, you're going to take shots. So that's the end game with that. You know, and that's different because you got this big athlete. So then the real football nerd goes in, and I go watch Texas versus Washington. I'm like, there's no way they use Penix like this. And you go back and watch Texas versus Washington, absolutely they use Penix in the run game in that particular game. So
yeah. When
So when you look at Kalen DeBoer and his brand and his offense, he's going to have that in his game. He just so happens to have a 225-pound big-ass athlete right now who throws a fantastic deep ball. I mean, there's a lot of things that worry you in that. For Georgia's sake, it worries you because you got to defend a true running back now at quarterback, and he can throw it over top of you. For Alabama's side, you worry about the shots he can take.
Should they be watching Indiana film of Penix and DeBoer together? Because remember when DeBoer was with Penix in Indiana, they used him as a running quarterback.
I guarantee you Georgia's watched every ounce of tape that you can find on Kalen DeBoer the last 5 years offensively.
My question was going to be, how much do you think they're watching last year's SEC title game? Because I don't know. I think there's some stuff you can probably take away, but it is completely different.
It is different.
It is different.
That was a lot of zone read stuff.
Right.
I think the one thing, there was the third down in particular in the South Florida game in second half, maybe. This is what scares you. They have a dialed up blitz, South Florida, and the guy comes unblocked and he makes him miss, and everybody else is in man coverage. You know what he does? He runs it for about 18.
I brought the same thing up, and I was talking to a couple people yesterday. It's like, do you go to zone? You have to do a little bit of everything.
I think
when it comes to Ryan Williams, Bama's smaller 17-year-old wide receiver, it's been talked about a million times. It's almost like he's the kind of guy you would want to physical up and go press at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Problem is, when you put him in motion and or try to man him up on the outside, you are turning and running with him. You're running vertical down the field, and there's a lot of space left behind you. I want to talk about the health of this defensive line, right, for Georgia, because I think that is such a huge – you talk about Kentucky and whether or not you could run the ball and Kentucky having success. Update us a little bit on the health of those guys.
Going to get Warren Brinson back, and that's a big piece of the puzzle. I ran into Warren Brinson a couple weeks ago. I was doing some interviews for Fox 5, and I remember walking down the hall. I was like, damn, I forgot how big Warren Brinson is. This is a 6'5 D tackle now. Mykel Williams, I think, is going to give it a go. And you look at him, and I believe it was Jordan Reed, the NFL guy. He had him the number one overall pro prospect in the offseason. Like, he's the number one player, could be the number one draft pick. He's probably going to give him as much as he can. I don't think it's 100%. And if you get him 15, 16 snaps and he gives you a pressure or two, it's a win-win there. Jordan Hall, the other kid, I don't think he's going to be able to go, in my opinion. So getting Warren Brinson back helps because those guys had to take a lot of snaps. There's a kid, you know, I was talking about a young guy, Joseph Jonah Ajanye, the kid from Texas last year. He just turned 18, and he's playing D-tackle. He's playing DN at Georgia. 6'5 kid from Nigeria, 6'5, 295.
When did he start playing football?
I'll tell you what, man. It's a grown-ass man, young kid. So that's a kid that's really played some against Kentucky. He's coming on. But, Mike, going back to some of the things we talked about with Ryan Williams. Ryan Williams is a five-star, one of the smoothest, most effortless kids I've ever seen at a camp. Like, I was like, who is this guy running by everybody? And made it look easy.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you're Georgia, Malachi Starks, he was a five-star, projected first-rounder. KJ Bolden, he's a five-star, going to be a first-rounder. I mean, this is what type of matchup it is. Like, you got to be able to run with these dudes. There's going to be dudes all over the field. I think the biggest thing for Georgia is being able to get Jalen Milroe to the ground because he bounces off so many people to turn a three-yard gain into 6 and 7.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. My last question for you on this game, and I know there are other games that Bo's scratching and clawing over here. Can they protect Carson Beck without Tate Ratledge?
We're going to find out. I mean, that's
I had the same answer yesterday when I was asked
that
question.
There's so many questions. You just don't know. Yeah. This is one of those things Monday that Georgia is going to know this about their team. Alabama's going to know this about their team. Listen, Georgia lost a lot in the receiver game, though you don't sugarcoat that. Lad McConkey's gone. Brock Bowers is gone. Marcus Rosenby, Jack Saint is gone. Alabama, Terrion Arnold is gone. Caleb Downs is gone. Kool-Aid McKinstry is gone. So there's questions. How good is Alabama's secondary, and how good is Georgia's wide receiver corps? We're going to find that out. We're also going to find out if Georgia's offensive line had a one-out game where they didn't play well and they came back and play well, or they have struggles this weekend because Alabama's front and their front seven, to me, is still elite, elite there.
Well, it's interesting how both teams had their struggle. South Florida, Alabama, Georgia had their little struggle with Kentucky.
It wasn't a little struggle.
It was a massive
there was
struggle.
Some fingernails going the fourth
it
quarter.
It wasn't a little struggle in South Florida either. Yeah. I was at that game, man. It was a 6-point game with about 5 minutes left.
I was surprised watching that game. How I forgot how late that was with that game, but it's a different type of offense. Stresses you out, and no telling what they had to face with that.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Is Brett Bielema about to get his second road upset in a row? Because they're at Happy Valley this weekend, and Illinois is all of a sudden catapult.
Yeah. Well, you look at the Nebraska game, and that was a crushing loss for Nebraska, and it was so bad that the Nebraska AD wrote the conference of letters that we don't play on Friday night anymore. I don't know what that had to do with it, but Illinois is one of those sneaky teams. I'm not going to say I'm the expert, but there's people that think that Penn State is really sneaky good, like really sneaky good. We're kind of going to find out about them a little bit this week because we know Illinois is going to be a good opponent. How good are they? I don't know, but there's some people that think Penn State's sneaky good.
I think this playoff was made
good,
for
they
them.
They got two good. Yeah, I got two running backs. I'm telling you now. I watched Singleton in person in practice. That dude can go.
I can't let you get out of here without asking you about the situation in Auburn. And I'm not listening. If you're an Auburn fan listening, I'm just not a Bama guy or Georgia guy taking shots at Auburn. That seems to me like a situation that has gone south quickly.
I don't know why Hugh Freeze continues to put blame on players. And I'm telling you right now, I think Hugh Freeze is a hell of a play caller. I think this guy can win. But at some point, you got to say, you know what? I'm protecting my kids. I've got to coach him up harder, and I got to put him in better situation. You can't walk into a press conference and go, I'm going to find somebody that can throw it because we got guys open. It's basically saying my scheme's working and my kid's not doing
it.
It's
not my problem.
Dude, you don't do that.
That's Coach 101.
You don't do that. And I'm telling you, any angle you can use to recruit against a school, don't think that mamas aren't hearing
that's
that.
That's what I was going to say. They've dominated the state of Alabama in recruiting this offseason. They've really dominated it. Yeah, but really I'm going to tell you right now, there are guys that are sniffing around.
And you got to hold on.
Yes.
You got to hold on.
Yeah.
He's also disrespecting other coaches. Walking in a press conference and saying, well, or whatever it was, his coaches show, whatever it was. Well, yeah, all due respect, nine out of 10 times we'd beat them. Well, hell, you didn't beat them the one time you had to play them.
He said, I love Sam, but. You know what I mean? That's kind of like what y'all were talking about earlier about, well, they play hard. You know what I mean?
Don't hire coaches with personality disorders who are diagnosable. That's all I have to say about that.
I tell you what, it's
somebody posted the picture, Rob, of him in the hospital room when he was at Liberty.
Yeah, the Liberty. Hey, he plays hard. I was an effort guy. You know what I mean? That's not good in high school. You ever see Rusty Mansell play? Man, he was a hell of an effort, man.
I tried to find – you tweeted a picture of me. I was like, I'm going to find Rusty in high school.
Oh, dude, it's rough. I'll send you one. You
Rusty Mansell, bless his heart. That's what they said, right?
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
He gives it all he got, man. He gives it all he's got.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you, man.
Oh, good stuff.